Hello, listeners. So, I haven't made an episode since August, and well, I've been doing some thinking, and I feel like I want to start my own ministry, and I've been feeling like I wanted to do that for some time. And I feel like it's a calling. I think I'm gonna use my podcast to broadcast my ministry on the radio stations. So when you're tuning in, just be advised that my station is going to be from now on about my ministry and about God's word and how he can make your life better. And I would encourage the listeners to reach out and pose questions and comments and things like that. And I will air it on my next podcast episode. My email is Amber Timmons, AmberTimmons at almtpro.com. So if you need to if you need to ask a question or if you have a comment or if you want some prayer, reach out to me on my email and I'll try to get back to you as soon as possible over the podcast. So, I just want to speak about God's grace, God's love, God's forgiveness. We all struggle, and that's a no-brainer. And we all have our flaws. We are all perfectly imperfect in the eyes of God. And I think it's important to recognize our faults and to ask God to forgive us for the things we've done wrong in our lives, and when we are sinning, that we ask God for correctness, that we ask Him to correct our behavior and our words and our thoughts. Because sometimes life can get the better of us, and that just leads us into a downward spiral. You know, I've even had my own life circumstances where somebody will say something to me and it will send me in a downward spiral of negativity, and I just have to give it to God. And I would ask that you just, if you're having a struggle, just give it to God. And yeah. God has abundant love for everyone on earth. He loves us all the same, no matter where we come from, what we've done in our lives, the things we've said or anything, how we dress, what we eat, what kind of work we do, where we go to school. It doesn't matter, all those things. What matters is the person that we are on the inside. And we're a makeup of so many different aspects of our lives. And God sees us for who we are. God sees you for who you are. He sees your heart. He sees your soul, he sees your mind, your thoughts, your spirit. He sees your words and your actions. He sees your sinful ways and he sees your right ways. I recently got hired as a security guard, and I was so on top of the world when I found out that I was going to be protecting people and property, and I was so hyped up about it that I showed up an hour and 26 minutes early for my first shift, and my very first shift was working as a PPG, a patient protection guard, for a patient at St. Mary's Hospital. And it was probably the best shift I've ever had. I've worked many jobs in my lifetime. And honestly, I feel like being a security guard is... it's one of my callings that I feel like I've been called to do by God. And, you know, it was a fluke too that I was able to get this career. I was a client of the Lutherwood Employment Agency in Kitchener, and I was on the email list for upcoming job placements and training. And I got this random email with a bunch of information on various different types of employment and training, and one of the training options was a security guard. So I thought to myself, well, okay, I studied law in high school. I was on the debate team. I studied police foundations for a month, and I wanted to be a private investigator at one point. And I thought, well, I do have an interest in law. Maybe I'll take up the offer and try this security guard training. And I prayed about it, and I went, and I did it. I passed with flying colors, and I got hired. And so far, I've only had two shifts, and I also worked at a Rangers game one night, and unfortunately, I have to take sick leave, and one of the reasons why I've decided to pursue my ministry and this podcast actually is because I need to take a sick leave for a period of possible 7 months, because I've been really sick, and I had a colonoscopy endoscopy in 2011, and it turns out that I need to get another one. I was supposed to get one 3 times ago. I canceled 3 appointments because I'm too scared and I thought I'd have to do it alone. But the truth is, I don't have to do it alone. I have God on my side. I have my family. I have my friends, and they're supporting me, and they said, you know, they're going to make sure I go to this appointment because they want me well. So I'm really grateful that I've got all this support. But I guess for the next 7 months, you're going to hear my voice on the podcast radio stations. And hopefully my health gets better and I can return to work. I did offer my employment that I will be available as a PPG for emergencies, because I really enjoyed doing that. And even though I'm not well, emergency situations call for emergency situations. You can't help that. And, you know, I gladly would step up for that. But other than that, God has, you know, I feel like, maybe getting sick is a blessing in disguise because now I'm kind of pursuing my ministry work that I've kind of always wanted to do. And this is a great opportunity, and I'm seizing it. And hopefully that I can grow in the future with my ministry outwardly, not just on the radio podcast, but in the rest of the world, and in my community, in my home, in my everyday life, I can use my ministry with friends and family, and just minister to people when I have the chance to, Yeah, so that's my shortcoming recently, and being sick, but what can you do? When life hands you lemons, you make lemonade. So, life handed me an illness, and I'm choosing ministry. And yeah, so if you guys could just say a prayer for me, when you're going to bed at night, that would be greatly appreciated. And I'd be forever grateful for that. Yeah, so I just want to reach out to other people who might be experiencing the same thing as me, who are going through an illness. It's going to be okay. God has a purpose and a reason for every season. And the first time I got sick, I wound up healthier than I ever had been. After I had a colonoscopy, endoscopy, and I had a polyp removed, it was benign. I decided to change my diet. And it turned out I did some research back in 2000 and back in 2010 before I had my colonoscopy, endoscopy, and I figured out that I actually have a sensitivity to acidic properties in food and drinks. So I stopped eating and drinking things that had acidic properties in it, which basically is almost everything. Like, it's very expensive. To try and conquer a diet that is acidic free. And I had to spend all my last pennies on my diet just to get myself healthy again, and it worked for a few years, but I've been on disability for 7 years now, and I haven't been able to keep up on my diet because it's something that I did my own research on, and I never asked a doctor, "Hey, can you give me a sensitivity test?" So I never got a special diet allowance, and I'm thinking maybe I should go ahead and do that because it would benefit my health. And for all of you who you're in need of a special diet and you're on disability, I would suggest to do it, to go to your doctor and ask for a note. It's better to be on the safe side than not. Well, I'm gonna wrap this up with a prayer. Dear Father in Heaven, I wanna bless all those with illnesses right now. I'm just thinking of myself, and I'm thinking of other people who might be suffering. And just bless the listeners with health and vitality, and just be with them on their walk with you, God, and be with them on their journey of health, and just be with my ministry, God, that I'm able to reach out to listeners who maybe haven't heard of you, God, and maybe really need you in their life. And allow me need to be that shelter from the storm for those that are struggling. In Jesus, we pray this. Amen. Okay, have a good night, listeners. Bye.